I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer.
Let's do it.
All right. We're starting. It's Nintendo Day, everybody.
Yes.
Scott Johnson, Patrick Beja, John Jagger. Final conference of E3 2018.
The final showdown of E3 2018. It's going to be epic. You're going to love it. We're going to love it. Everyone's going to love everyone. It's going to be a big video gaming joy orgy.
A huge joy orgy. A Georgie, really. And as exciting as that is, we were just pontificating about this whole idea that Nintendo does this direct stuff, and that's all they do now. They don't do any stage stuff. It's not Reggie Fils-Aimé up on a stage in front of a crowd. They just do these videos. And after
Which
enough,
is fine. You,
it's
I've,
totally
I've
fine.
I told, to it over the
I
years.
Actually like it, and I actually kind of wish that
everyone did it.
Well, it's either go one way hard or go the other way hard, in my opinion. Like, in some ways, the Sony thing is a combination of the two things, and they may as well just pick a side. Like, are you going to do your weird walk around, have a fake church stuff business, and then just do a bunch of video roles? Or are you just going to do all of it? Like, you don't need to. Like, who's the audience for this anymore? It's not the people in that room anymore. It's for people watching it like us. It's for the streaming audience. So just go this direction. I am 100% fine with it. It's working great for Nintendo. They get tons of people watching. Like, people at the event can watch it. It's no big deal.
I agree that the Sony one was not a success this time. It was a little bit wonky. It wasn't horrible, but the presentation was a bit wonky. I do think there is value in catering to the audience that is in your theater. But, you know, the way they did that, I think, 2 years ago, Sony was great. You have someone showing up to say hi for 10 minutes and then maybe one interruption with a developer in the middle, but everything else is trailer.
Right.
And that was a good compromise. I think they're going to get back to that, next year.
I do too. And I was on Jeff Cannata's show last night, and he said he was there, and he said it sucked for people there. He said it was hot and everybody just felt horrible. There was no seating, by the way, in that first space they were in. There was just this two rows of pews, and people ran and took those before anyone else could, and it was just kind of miserable and just tonally weird, and it distracted you from the cool game stuff. Like, if they're trying to cater to that audience, they didn't do it. They screwed that up. What you do is, here's my thinking: if you're going to stay with a stage show, here's what you do. You have it all be employees. Just forget about having the press in there. Put them in air-conditioned places where they can see this on a screen someplace.
Listen, okay, I understand that, but you're really thinking about this as a internet viewer. There are a lot of journalists that are there to work and to do stuff, and they need to be catered to as well.
Yeah, so they,
I think
you know what they can
do? Something, and
they can watch it on a screen like we do. While they're there. They're still going to have...
Nintendo's starting.
Oh, it's starting. Yeah, here we go. There's no sound. Oh, I'm on the wrong headphones.
Very quiet.
Yeah. All right, so what do we expect? Metroid 4, Mario Odyssey DLC. It is very
quiet.
Are there
rumors of a Star Fox Racing?
Yes.
Why am I not getting any audio here?
Smash. Do you think Smash is a new Smash or a port of the original one, of the Wii one?
I hope a new one.
They better be new.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I think they can get away.
If it was just a port, they should have said it already.
Right.
I guess so, yeah.
I think it's okay doing what they did with Mario Kart. I think that was deserving of a addition.
Yeah, but I mean, like a Splatoon 2, which is, yeah, sure, you can slap a 2 at the end of it, and there are some new things, more than for a Mario Kart Deluxe type port, but it's basically going to be the Wii one that no one played because no one had a Wii.
Right. For some reason,
I think they're going to go that route. I think they're going to go the Splatoon 2 route. But
I mean, the Splatoon 2 is like the middle. I don't think it's going to be literally the same game, but I think it might be a natural evolution of what was on Wii U.
Right. So I guess the other question is, do we get gameplay for Metroid Prime 4?
Yes. A little bit. Some. What is this anyway?
What is this? This is Mech Crazy
Mech Man
fighting game, mech battle.
People of the Mech World. It's very mech, Gundam. Very
mech
Gundam.
Combat. It's a mech battle royale in PvEvP.
You might say this is mech. This is Gundam style.
Demon X Machina.
Gundam style. That was bad.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah, I think it was all right. Alright. Shindiki is all I heard. Oh, there's subtitles. Alright. Any idea what this is?
No, this looks new. Oh. Is it Attack on Titan? No.
It's another
very different looking.
Another big.
It's got some RPG style music going here.
Yeah.
Got some RPG looking people in it.
Their hair is very anime hair. He has a little tiny head on him. Look at his little bitty head.
If you had the option to have hair like that, wouldn't you take it, though?
Yeah. This looks like, what do you call it? What's that turn-based game?
Fire Emblem? Looks a little bit like Fire Emblem, I guess.
It's a little Fire Emblem-y.
Yeah, it's also it's just Japanese anime style. Oh, look. The girl has basically no clothes on.
That's unusual for anime-based video games. Oh, we're gonna play Chronicles 2. Alright.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's an expansion.
The chat room was way ahead of us on that. They knew it was Xenoblade. I had no idea.
Shame on us.
Well, you know, you can't win them all. Switch, sometimes you gotta let the chat room win.
Well, it's Regis Fils-Aimé.
Anytime, anywhere. Two detachable Joy-Con.
He's my second favorite
countless play
Polynesian.
From day one, all of
behind
you
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
The first one.
Dwayne
oh,
the Rock
right.
Johnson.
Yes, obviously.
Or on the go.
Obviously.
From low to on high. Where will Nintendo
important
Switch
that you have
you
this list, Scott.
For smashing invitational cheered by fans.
Who's the third one is what I want to know.
Or on a journey to verdant fields and viridian cities in a timeless
the list
quest
is a work in progress.
To catch them all.
Oh, here we're going Pokemon here. He said catching them all.
Pokemon.
Pocket
a
Monsters.
A few weeks ago, we showed you Pokemon.
Oh, that's
Let's
what
go
that
Pikachu
means.
Yeah, Pocket
Let's
Monsters.
A grand new Pokemon adventure through the vibrant Kanto region where your partner, Pikachu or Eevee, is always by your side. Add the transformative power of Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I don't want to throw it at the screen.
Anywhere
okay,
you
good.
Like.
Yeah, I think
or
no one
first
really
time
wants
in
to.
The series,
I don't think you have to, though.
Battle Pokemon
no, I'm
on
sure
one
you
system
don't.
With a friend. You can
this
even
seems like
a
really gimmicky
from Pokemon
connection to Pokemon Go.
This is a Pokeball.
I mean, the throwing, the connection
you
is
You can
fine.
Use it like a Joy-Con controller with Pokemon Let's
what?
Go Pikachu.
I want to buy one of those, and I don't even like Pokemon.
Oh, you didn't know it had one?
No.
You can so put the thing is, apparently it has a very short battery life, then bring it but it tells you when it's, like, hungry and stuff.
Sounds like there's already one inside. It's the mythical Pokemon Mew.
I love how he says this stuff with a straight face.
Every Pokeball Plus and can join you oh, on your journey through the game.
I just
Pokemon. Let's
I just revealed
Pikachu.
How much of a Pokemon fan I am. I heard that Pokeball sound Plus and I was like, "That's a Mew."
Yeah.
And then it ended up being a Mew.
Discover new friends.
And yeah. Now I'm a total nerd.
Yeah, you've mysterious and enchanting. You've undressed publicly, really, in a mental way. Yeah.
With whoever you like.
Is it November?
Now. Let's
nope.
Check
Do
out
you say November?
We can't wait to show you.
Yeah.
Ooh, something else they can't wait to show us.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, these people. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, they're ready for this.
Yeah.
This is, I feel like I'm watching a swingers party begin.
Yeah. No, it's a Mario Party.
It's almost the same, basically.
Hey, Ray, what's up?
Super Mario Party.
I like Mario Party.
Oh, you're at a bar. Do you want to play Mario Party at a bar?
No.
Have like some angles.
Okay. That was cool. Ready?
Wait.
What did he just swipe?
You can position. Oh, and you swipe to connect them. That's really clever. Oh my god, this is so clever.
That's pretty great. Although
this is
get out of our get out of our so coffee clever. Shop, you weirdos, you freaking hippies! You can't be playing here, is what I would be told by the
yes,
ownership.
Sure, but I can't get over how intelligent the way of connecting the two consoles is. For those who haven't seen it, you put both consoles the way you want next to one another, and then you swipe across the two consoles so each one knows where it is in relation to the other, and the screen can be extended from one to the other. It's so smart. I was starting to think, oh, but can they do it with, like, Bluetooth? Or how is it? How will it work? It's just swipe across both. It's so smart.
You're so excited about this. I've never seen you so excited about anything in my life.
It's just clever. I enjoy clever stuff.
I do, too. I like it, too.
Well,
I'd be lying if I didn't. Oh, that's the worst Mario Kart ever made right there.
This is how Mario Kart came to be. They finished one game of this and said, there has to be a better way.
Right, there has to be.
Instead of, October 5th.
I like Mario Party. I know I'm in the minority long among ago, my peers, but I like that series.
That one looks like it might be a real game, again, though, and not something they shoveled the off to somebody else.
Yeah, now, true point. The goddess watches
over oh, look, from it's a Japanese RPG. As the mother of all life. With anime
now,
characters.
This kind of looks like Fire Emblem.
Could be. Yep. All three houses of
three
it.
Three houses.
Yep.
I like Fire Emblem.
I do
this
too.
This will surprise to nobody. As an instructor.
I like Fire Emblem a lot. Ooh, I like the transition.
Oh, it looks like they're giving you, like, troops down there, too. Like,
yeah.
You got a whole little army vibe. World we live in. But can I still make my soldiers fall in love and bone?
Well, if you can't, it's not BD Fire Emblem, is it?
They can bone, they just can't fall in love anymore.
It's just an important feature.
Oh no, they're using, like, Tinder. It's just hookups now in Fire Emblem.
Oh,
no!
It's too bad.
They swipe right.
It's Grindr.
No, that's for... Well, I mean...
I mean, that's fine, too. But...
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. Grindr has an image of even more, like, hookups than relationships. Not that Tinder is super long-lasting relationships in general, but I guess it could happen.
I'm singing to that sword.
Look at this formation.
Ooh, and you
business.
Have, like, formations
yeah.
for your troops. Do you dare to walk
this path with me? Oh, and it's got Simon Belmont. We fall to just kidding. Ruin.
So take your first. Oh.
You guys,
I wish there was a Castlevania game.
I'd like
a good one.
That's not going to happen. Konami's lame.
I
will return
here someday, my teacher. I mean, there's a mobile game coming. Promise me that you won't forget. If this comes out in 2018, this is like they're firing on all cylinders.
I like I like me some
That's fine.
I like Fire Emblem a lot. That's a game I'll play.
Fortnite.
What's happening?
Available today.
What, play together?
Play anywhere.
If you have... What's this football game?
Dude, why Fortnite's
they
weird.
Play football in Fortnite? Can Fortnite's, we play football in Fortnite?
That's sort of...
You can do whatever you want in Fortnite. You'll just probably get shot while you're doing it.
Yeah.
But can you kick a football?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Fortnite. It's today. Today at 10 a.m.
I can't wait to drop off the battle bus and meet some of you on the battlefield.
Oh, Reggie, you're lying.
And on Nintendo Switch,
he might.
You can have the complete battle royale.
I don't believe him when he says these things.
Whether playing together,
look at him in his fancy white living room.
Or around the world.
I don't think that's really his house.
10 a.m. Pacific time.
You think that's really his house?
I think he's actually green screening.
I choose to believe it's really his house.
I think he's green screening.
Including a wealth of ground.
It's really his house, but it's a green screen. He's not actually there.
Your support for
he's in the basement of the same house
has been
in front of a green screen
and to all
of his
you,
living room just upstairs.
Sorry, honey, I couldn't come home. The cameraman will be there today. I'm going to be remoting in from work.
Let's pull back.
I'm Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Oh, you're welcome.
Two we're showing for the first time here today.
Okay.
Aspiring chefs. Ready your cleavers,
okay.
And cutting boards in Overcooked,
Overcooked 2.
A sequel that's brimming with more
that
recipes.
That first game ran terribly on the Switch.
White Knuckle Mayhem.
Well, they may have patched that all, and it works fine now. I don't know, but the multiplayer was kind of busted, which is why I didn't get it. But I am all about this sort of game. I love this game, and the Switch is perfect for a game like this because you got all these controllers and stuff.
Local and online. Save the world.
Online play. They're doing online for the second one? Or I'm getting Overcooked 2, everybody.
There wasn't online on the first one?
No, it was couch co-op. That was it. Dude, what is this, Joust? Oh, it's like that Killer Queen game that's on the arcade game, that weird arcade game. It's like Joust. It like plays like Joust. Holy shit, I want that game.
For the first time on console, two teams of up to four each can square off in exciting battles. Play it first on Nintendo Switch later this year. And finally, venture through the mysterious subterranean landscapes.
I played this on Steam.
Oh,
and
Hollow Knight. That's
it's a beautiful game, but I did not like it.
It's one of my friend's favorite game ever from last year. He loved it so much.
It's really cool. Like you can tell here, it looks awesome, but it's just it's another.
I absolutely recognize the qualities, but it wasn't for me.
Is there like a twist to it or something? Because I know a bunch of people who love it too, and it never stopped feeling just kind of generic to me. Beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't say it's generic. It's a Metroidvania, very classic, but the art and design bring it to the top of the genre, I suppose. It's just you have to adhere to the style.
Some of these games, and I personally cannot wait to watch as intrepid challengers test their mettle in our Splatoon 2 World Championship. And Super Smash Brothers.
I think I should buy Splatoon 2018.
That's great. I love it.
The action
starts I have it.
Immediately following.
I'll play you, Patrick. Treehouse Let's play each other.
Before okay.
We
move
on, before we have to start paying for their freaking multiplayer
Octopath Traveler
service thing.
Square Enix is coming exclusively for Nintendo Switch.
See, I think that is a cool style. That weird pixels,
a brand new demo
but
for the game from the
depth
Nintendo
of field
eShop
background thing for Octopath. I think that is rad looking.
Now,
ooh.
Let's
brand new demo.
Action-packed look.
Okay.
At some more
that's
experiences
cool.
Coming soon to Nintendo Switch.
I miss Iwata. Did you miss him?
Oh yeah.
Oh, everyone misses Iwata. Oh. Well, you made me sad, Scott.
I know, but I miss him like doing his thing he does. Where he snaps his fingers.
You know, Valor.
Minecraft everybody.
Well, we knew that was coming, but...
What the hell's this sushi thing? That looks like fun.
Yeah, I can't remember the name, but it's been out.
Strikers, I think? That's what it's called? Something like that.
Oh, Let's Dance. Just Dance, sorry.
Yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
There's single player content for this coming, for the Splatoon deal, which I really like the challenges in that game. It's fun. Now, this is just a port of Toad's adventure thing, right?
Yeah, it has more levels, but I really like Toad as a character.
Hey, did you see that? From the makers of Last of Us 2 comes...
Right.
Hey, Carcassonne.
People will be shocked when Crash disembowels somebody.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Jesus, they have so many games coming. It's amazing. Like, they're all games that are available somewhere else, but... Oh, Paladins?
Yeah, Paladins is coming.
So I guess...
John will be thrilled about that.
What's the name of that thing?
Well, look, John has held off on getting a Switch for this long. I think Paladins is what will get him there.
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to play the world's worst Overwatch knockoff on a different console.
But you can play it in bed. Oh, I love that game.
I'd rather sleep.
I don't like Mega Man.
What?
I know. I'm one of those people. I heard the test for Mario Tennis was a riot and really good.
Yeah.
Like, great progression and stuff.
Ooh, look, we're in Kyoto now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shinya Takahashi of Nintendo. I hope you enjoyed what you've seen. Recently, it's been nice to see people pull their Nintendo Switch systems from their bags to play, even when they have only a little bit of free time. Every time I see that, I can't help but smile. At Nintendo, we approach
the development with the goal of delivering
new and unique games
to surprise people all over the world. And we're thankful for the many publishing partners also making games for Nintendo Switch. Today, we share just a small portion of what we're currently working on.
I have my Switch
right
here.
We hope you look forward to what's coming next on Nintendo Switch.
Well, pull it out of your bag, Scott. They love that.
It's time to share information on a certain title. I'll turn it over to someone I think you know.
It's Mario.
Ooh, no, it's Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers, I mean. Sorry, Scott. I don't want to upset you.
Sora Limited. Bros.
Today, I'd like to introduce
Smash Bros.
You to Super Smash Bros.
It's a different game.
Nintendo Switch. As you may know,
Diablo,
Super Smash
hidden
Brothers
character.
Is an action game Super Smash about smashing beloved game characters off the screen.
What?
Many fighters have appeared in this series. I'm sure you are all eager to find out who will
that
be joining
not,
the roster this time.
I love that they did that, because it didn't work at all.
So we made
it
a video
amazing,
to showcase
though.
Some fighters appearing
was,
in the
it
game.
It was funny.
The end. Just kidding.
The number next to each fighter signifies the order in which they joined the Super Smash Bros. Series.
Huh? Okay.
Please, take a look.
I love them. I want them to never not do these. Please, take a look.
This is like Japanese translation, which doesn't really translate, but now they've done it so much.
I know.
It kind of.
It's endearing. I freaking love it.
Yeah.
Man, I'll bet Kirby's got horrible breath.
It depends what creature he's eaten.
That's a good point.
You know, I've never played a Smash Bros.
What?
Game.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you think it's called Smash Bros. Because you've never
Smash
played
Bros.
It.
I'm pretty sure everyone calls it Smash Bros.
No, people call it Super Smash Brothers.
Or Bros.
Or Bros. No one says Bros. Oh.
Smash Bros. Is like a odd sect of lesbian porn.
What?
A sect. I think you could have said the category or version or style, but instead you said sect, and I love it.
I don't understand why they have to put the number that represents the, you know, the order in which they appeared.
I don't know either. It's weird.
But are they going to have all, like, 60 or 70 characters in this game?
I don't know, but that looked like... I know that's Samus, but she always looks like... Nova from Blizzard to me.
Oh, the Zero Suit version?
Yeah. Always looks like Nova. Wait, was Ryu in the old one?
Yeah, he's on the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about
They've
Final
had a
Fantasy VII guy? What about him?
Yeah, he was in the last one too.
What about Solid Snake?
Ooh, what's happening now? Solid Snake. Yeah, he was there. everyone.
Oh, so they're saying they're bringing every character they've ever had into this one.
Yeah. Pikmin.
It's a lot of Fire Emblem characters.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Slippy? Oh, dude, the what's her name with the hair that covers her crotch? What's her name?
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta.
Mr. Game & Watch. Nice. Rob! Oh my god, they have Rob the Robot. And Pit. I didn't realize. I'll have
to buy
this.
This is what you've been missing by not playing.
Yeah. No, I know. It's like, it's one of those, shameful things that you don't really want to admit. But I'm a fighting game, like classic fighting game fan, and I've always felt like this was a weird take on fighting games, so I wouldn't get it, but...
Oh, it's awesome. It's a great game.
Yeah, I think you need to look at it as not a fighting game, because I'm with you. If you like traditional fighting games, this seems very, very weird.
Ultimate. Right. So this is called Ultimate. Oh, poor Luigi. Oh, he just shit him out. I don't like that.
So it's Super Smash Bros. Bros. Ultimate?
Ultimate. That's quite the roster, dude.
I can dig it.
That's a big roster.
Hell of a roster.
Yeah. That's like 65 characters?
Yep.
Well, let me say the unpopular thing and say, but who's new that they're adding this time?
Yeah, well, that's going to be DLC.
Indeed, absolutely every Super Smash Bros. Fighter.
That's right.
Ever
you heard it here first.
Whether they were originally DLC or only appeared once in the past, we believe that's what players want.
So I'm still not sure if this is
anyway
not
you slice
a port.
It, this one has the most Smash for your buck.
Is it just more?
Simply put,
is it that game just with everyone in it?
In gaming history, once again, worlds will collide.
Punch Out. Who's in Punch Out?
Your starting roster may be
the biggest crossover in gaming history. It's basically
we've streamlined the conditions for unlocking
the
fighters,
Infinity War
process interesting, so it feels like you're constantly recruiting popular characters.
Sonic's in
this.
F you, Sonic.
Battles are also making your
hey, don't be mean. I don't like Sonic either, but you don't have to be rude about it.
Everyone's favorite.
So they
blue
said
hedgehog.
They're gonna unlock the full roster over time. That's a little odd.
No. They said they redid how you unlock characters. That's what they said.
Oh, okay.
They said they wanted to feel like you're always progressing.
But we did add a little something for someone from his latest adventure. He can also wear his wedding and builder outfits.
Ooh, Cappy! Yay!
Link dons his champion.
Man, if they announce a new Mario Maker, I will go out and buy a Switch
today.
His
bombs are now
remotely
detonated.
Oh, I'll do it. Right this second.
And his final smash unleashes.
You already have a Switch.
Oh, I have one. I'll get the game as soon as it's available.
Your tunic of the wild.
That's what I meant.
Okay, I'm getting this.
Fighter, of course you are. You're Patrick, the video gamer.
Work well, it's for Worksy.
Yeah, it's Worksy.
And I think I'm going to get Splatoon 2 as well.
That's for
why
Mark,
does the chat room think we hate this? Patrick's saying he's going to buy it for the first time.
Yeah, what are you guys
I really like
about?
Smash Brothers a lot. I understand, chat, that you don't like that I said it's not a fighting game. Let me be clear. It's not a traditional fighting game.
Yeah, no, we're all in on this. Everybody here's in on this.
We now
except for Sonic. Maybe that's what they mean.
Complete with a heart-shaped
jeez,
tail.
What's the deal? Nintendo fans get picked on so much, they just take everything negative immediately.
Fox's design is now based
yes,
on Scott Star Fox
basically
Zero.
Hates Final Sonic and wants him to die in a fire, but he's fine with
this
the
time,
rest of
Final
the
I used to love the Sonic games when I was younger, but it's been rough since then.
Well, you didn't realize how lame it was.
Yeah,
Falco's Final Smash features an unorthodox
Falco.
Ship formation that's more unruly than Fox's. Either way,
oh, Patrick, I'm so excited tired. That you'll get to play Smash Brothers for the first time. It's really great.
In one-on-one fights, Ryu will always face his opponents, just like in his original game appearances.
Wait.
It's a small touch that reduces accidental command inputs.
What?
Okay. Charge moves, like Samus's charge shot, can now power up in midair. You can cancel with jump or dodge.
So this is all incremental changes that are massive for people who know the series.
Oh, yeah.
But for someone who isn't used to it, it's
Patrick, it's like you in an Overwatch patch. You're like, whoa, look what they did to Sombra this month. Yeah. Like that.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Backed by popular demand, veteran fighter Snake is sneaking back into the fray.
That looks so wrong. It looks so wrong when he fights stuff like that.
Last appearance in the series, so we can finally make.
He's got to use CQC, Scott.
Of course, Shadow Moses Island.
It's Pac-Man. I like Pac-Man.
I really liked that stage.
King DDD's final smash is basically a cage fight where he unleashes missiles and a jet hammer.
Dude, damn.
I mean, really, who is not going to buy
Super Smash Brothers Melee?
People who really hate Peach.
Or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
For some reason.
No, I'm totally
good at
this
game. Zelda Breath of the Wild, Zelda's more into research than fighting, so her design is from The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. Zelda is much more elegant
well, thank goodness.
Than our other fighters, but we make sure...
I'd hate for her to be a good fighter if she was from the Breath of the Wild series. Is a
ceiling move. Everybody knows researchers can't fight. It's just a fact.
Yeah. Ah, shit.
Sonic's final smash, Super Sonic, is more souped up than ever.
Why do you hate Sonic so much?
I don't know. Because he talks. You know what? That's what it is. It's his voice.
Wow.
Hey guys, we're gonna go attack the thing. I'm Sonic.
Yeah, I get it. It's annoying. I get it.
Like at least Mario's just woohoo.
Pokemon trainer is back with Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard.
At least be a cartoon of some sort.
You can change Pokemon during battle, and this time there's no penalty for sticking with one.
This looks great. Ooh, that moving screen is freaking me out.
So the idea of Smash Brothers is that you have to knock your opponents off the stage, and the more you hit them, the farther away they're pushed.
Yes.
At some point, they just can't
just
back on. I love how Nintendo has adapted all of these, you know, genres into something that is appropriate for Nintendo. Like for fighting games, you don't beat yourself bloody and you win when the other guy can't get back up because he's almost dead. You just throw them off the stage. It's fine. It's like, you know, racing games were a little bit too serious, so they made kart games and all of that. They're so creative.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Ooh, he can use a lemon sword.
Made it easier to see what
oh my gosh.
Sword.
Paladins is on.
Between the male and
is on here,
versions,
John.
There are 8 different villagers.
What about Paladins?
I'm looking at my Switch store.
You can play it right now?
You can play Paladins right now, and there's a Founders Pack for $29.
Guess what? They can put it out very quickly because they didn't have to do a lot of work for
all
it.
Of Mr. Game &
oh, you're right.
Back, and he looks even more like he did in his original games. His transformations are
hey,
more
there's a bunch of new games on here today. Stuff that wasn't here yesterday.
Young Link from Super Smash Bros. Melee is making a comeback. It's right there.
That makes 3 links for the
oh, there's that sushi
time.
Thing. $49. What is that?
Long milk, anyone? After 10 long
I'm
years,
all about
Wolf
the milk,
makes his
Nintendo,
return.
Thank
his
you.
Design is based on
hey,
Scott
anyone
Fox
who
Zero.
Thought that this conference would spend a lot of time on Smash Brothers, congratulations. You were absolutely correct.
Yeah, going into like patch
Kirby
notes
usual
for
self.
All of the characters is a little bit unexpected.
Yeah.
I thought this would be just a little bit of, for every you know, like, so hey, we're going to cover a couple have, characters and we're going to keep doing that leading up to the game's launch, but no, they're going
yeah.
all in.
Yeah. Shulk? Who the hell's that?
Used to require repeated
it's from
it's She-Hulk, but
now you can choose
no.
A specific one.
No, Patrick got it. Quick what's the name of the game? I can't think of it. Sure is handy it's an RPG game.
I don't know.
We also added Fiora to his final smash.
Xenoblade, that's it.
Oh,
thank
this
you,
is
chat.
Xenoblade?
Yeah.
Ganondorf rises again.
Oh, I'm familiar with Big Nose Ganondorf.
The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And for his final smash, he becomes Demon King Ganon.
Mii
Fighter's proportions have been tweaked.
Hey, that looks like me in the middle.
There are 3 types. Brawler.
And I
shall go get my Switch.
Yeah, go do that.
Gunner. The moveset for each
go
type
get your
has
French
also been
freaking
enhanced,
Switch.
And you can now choose from 12 voice options. We're hoping to get this fighter ready for online play.
All right, I have my Switch now.
What? Did you hear that?
What?
We're hoping to get this fighter ready for online play. They just said for no reason out of nowhere.
What?
That was weird.
No, it can't launch without online.
I think that was a translation thing.
Final smash called in her friendship.
This is launching with their online service. So it has to be.
Yeah.
So that's a translation thing.
There's something that we didn't catch. It's not possible.
He just says, we're hoping to have this fighter ready for online play. Maybe they meant the player, the character.
Chat room has the answer for us. Mii's were not allowed in online play before.
Oh, that's what it is. Games are both available. Okay.
Listen. You know one thing I love about the Switch?
That
you're supposed to say yes or no, but
There's a dude version of the hair lady.
Seriously, you're not gonna ask me?
Well, sorry, I'm so excited about beard lady.
No, I don't.
No, I want to hear.
I don't care what you have to say.
I want to hear. What were you gonna say? Say it again.
I forgot. Never mind. You missed your opportunity.
Damn it.
This is going to be a life-changing remark about the capabilities of Nintendo's console design. There you go. You missed it.
Well, then can we talk about the fact that Scott called Bayonetta Beard Lady?
In fact, all Final Smash moves in the game get right to the punch.
But there is a man version of her. That's cool.
It was an assist trophy. He's a dude from the game.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Shows up as an assist trophy.
Oh, Lucas. I've never played a game with Lucas in it, except this. Because what is it? Homebound?
At first glance, Wii Fit Trainer seems the same.
Wait, Wii Fit Trainer? What? Was she in the last one?
I wavered a bit.
Yeah. Well, not the last one. She was on Wii Fit developers.
It's so dumb.
We've included all the hazards from both versions of
Mega Man.
Super Smash Brothers for Wii U.
I like collect the energy of Beetle League. Big Man.
I like drawing Mega Smash, Man. I don't like
say hello
being Mega
Proto
Man.
Man and Bass.
Ooh, I love a good polenta.
Have been streamlined this time around.
Get those at
is now both
Olive Garden
and a deflector.
Ooh, really? Both a counter and a deflector?
Yeah.
Showing how much fuel he has left for hovering.
Do you have to have the glove to make this guy work? That's what I want
to
know.
Notice the Epsilon
so bad
next to Lucina and Dark Pit's numbers?
Dark Pit.
Each of these fighters are based on another fighter in the game. We're treating these
fighters a
little differently and have decided to call them Echo Fighters.
Dark Pit!
Allow me to introduce a brand new Echo Fighter.
It's a dark pit!
A dark pit!
Oh.
Daisy?
Daisy joins the roster
as Luigi's girlfriend.
Yeah, but why is this a big deal?
She fights in a similar manner.
Speaking of beards, it's
like
Luigi's girlfriend.
Wait, Daisy?
They're an alteration of an existing character.
Oh. Is she? She's Luigi's girlfriend for real?
All in all,
I have heard that.
There could be tens
of rumors. No, this is rumor.
They say many things about Mario Lord. Scott, many, many things.
And
I'm going to search without any fear.
You shouldn't believe what you read on the internet, John. It's not. That's not how proper informing is done.
I will choose to believe whatever Mario facts are convenient for me. For example, I choose to believe their last name is Mario because that's funny.
What, you think Mario is called Mario Mario?
Yes, and Luigi's called Luigi Mario.
Because they're the Mario brothers.
Yes.
Splat Roller.
Oh, I see.
And the final smash, Killer Whale.
Dude, this
you
looks,
can actually run
looks
out
like
of
a great
aim,
use
so it's
of her.
To refill by pressing the B button while shielding. Inkling
it reminds me of Heroes of the Storm in a way. The way that they're trying to be true to the character and how they behave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the mechanics, they try to they translate that.
Ink color, so matches get really bright.
Oh my
By
Lord.
The way, we added in the Squid Sisters as an assist trophy. During their live concert, the camera zooms
great, the Squid Sisters, my least favorite thing in that game.
To get knocked
what?
Off the screen.
Dude, they force me to listen to those ladies every time I log in.
I believe you mean they offer you the joy of listening to them every time you log in.
I adamantly disagree with your assessment.
As you may
I haven't played it, Scott. I'm just being difficult.
You go in, they make you listen to their little update. It sucks.
And now you get points for it, too.
Can't skip it. Oh, Waluigi took it in the shorts.
I wonder if they're going to also talk about Metroid now.
I hope so. They don't have a lot of time left.
Yep, yeah.
It's him.
They're spending a lot of time on Smash, dude, which makes sense. But...
Bomberman, dude.
There's a wide variety. More than 50 of them appear in the game.
What the shit was that? Help me. I don't understand what I'm watching now. Who's that?
Of course, we're also adding even more Pokemon. Suck-a-pong.
Greatest Nintendo character that ever existed.
Those are just assists.
Oh.
It's not main characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are characters that didn't quite make the cut.
Exactly.
Oh, Patrick, I'm genuinely excited for you to play this. You're gonna love Smash Brothers. Oh, stages.
There are a variety of stages available in this game as well, including a massive list of returning stages. If you get a group together to play, it'll be a challenge to hit them all. The graphics have been improved as well.
Well, I'd hope so.
Let's get a look at some stages from various games.
It's freaking Melee, dude. That was ugly.
Because of the way they're doing all of this, this has a very, like, ultimate Mortal Kombat feel to it, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like when fighting games say, hey, we're putting in everything from all the other games.
Yeah, I do too. But then what do they do the next time? There's nothing they can do. Oh,
they
shit.
Oh, they make an actually different game.
Bo Rai Show. Everyone's
this
favorite.
Is a pretty clever way of making a new Smash feel new without actually having to create an entirely new game. Because it seems, I'm not an expert, as has been previously established, but it does seem like this is very close to the Wii version.
I mean,
maybe the chat room can help us. Is this very close to the Wii version or not?
I mean, they're all like
this.
It was
the first HD one, so...
They're all kind of this. I mean, even the N64 original is kind of like this.
Yeah, but they didn't redo the models for the characters that were already in the Wii version, for example.
Oh.
They just use the same engine and add characters, and that's a quick update.
I mean, this looks, fidelity-wise, this looks way better. Like,
I mean, some are definitely new. Like, the default Link is
and Omega Forms
the
too.
New Zelda.
These
game
versions
version
cover
Link,
above an abyss.
The Breath of the Wild.
Sorry, I meant the Wii U version, obviously, not the Wii version.
Oh, obviously.
Background from your favorite series.
Don't show Sonic anymore.
Let's take a sneak peek at the new and returning techniques you can pull
off.
Wow,
this is
battles.
They're all in on this. So, good luck, Metroid.
Wow, this is really
the directional air dodge.
Again, it's patch notes.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to get a...
It can come in handy when recovering from a fall.
My guess is we're going to get the release date, obviously, at the end of this.
However,
it's going to be, what, November? And then we're going to get a very short tease of Metroid for 2019 with a little bit of in-game
something. You can execute short
jump
attacks by pressing the A button and jump at any time. Also, you can smash attack by pressing the A and B
Paladins
button,
is
just like
not free.
One.
What?
How come? I thought Paladins is free to play. Release
the shield button.
Is Paladins not free to play?
Sure it is.
We're able to pull it off without.
Oh hey, there's not Reinhardt.
Going forward, you'll need to time it carefully.
And not Reaper.
Hey, Sushi Strike has a demo.
The Torbjorn is spot on, though. They definitely still have him.
Sushi Strike better be good for $50.
Action is well paced.
I'm getting the demo.
In a timed battle, the fighter in the lead will sometimes splash with light.
I'll probably download Fortnite just to see what it's like, but I don't really care about it.
We've got something special for your playing pleasure in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
I don't age. I will look 15 when I die. What? What?
You can use your...
Nintendo GameCube controller.
GameCube controller.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. For many of you, it just isn't the same without them.
God.
Not to mention, all Super
Smash
Bros. I
don't know,
Smash
the Pro
Brothers
controllers would be just fine for me. I'm fine with that.
Time as well.
Yeah, but for you.
In fact, all fighters' current amiibo figures will be supported.
There are some people
who... from a different series. Tap a compatible
amiibo
to add in a figure player, or FP, and level up. Your FD data from previous titles can be transferred.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad they're supporting that, if you're into that. Before we go,
we hope you're as excited as we are. Our staff will continue working hard until the game releases. We really appreciate your support. We've made including every single spider
weird edit
our number one goal, so I'm kind of hoping you aren't expecting too many new challengers. However, we do have one more announcement. Please, take a look.
I love it so much. I love it.
I hope you don't want any new characters, but...
Here's one.
Here's a new character.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Samus. Nope. Mario.
Oh, Dark Souls dude.
You think it's Dark Souls guy?
Oh, the, like, no. Praise the Sun guy?
Look at Mega... Oh, Mega
this
Man.
This is a very Star Warsy feel to it. There they are.
Oh,
is it Ridley?
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock? What?
I don't know. It's some kind of weird
it's
metal...
Alien Queen.
This is Ridley.
It's the Alien Queen. I'd shoot that hat. It's sentient now.
It's the Butcher.
Diablo 4 confirmed.
What is that? Diablo
Ridley!
4 confirmed! What is that?
It's Ridley. His name is Ridley.
Oh,
he's
I thought you were
monster.
Making a Ridley... I don't know what I thought you were doing. Who is he? What is he?
You thought he was saying Ripley.
Oh, yeah, I thought... I did. But who's Ridley?
It's an enemy from Metroid.
Oh. I kind of hate him. He looks terrible.
Well, fans have been requesting him for a very long time, so people are probably freaking out.
Jeez!
He's named after Ridley Scott.
Who made Alien.
Yeah, that's why. He was the inspiration for the character, you might say.
Well, Nova.
Nova.
Yeah. Nova from StarCraft. Available?
Available.
Oh.
November 18. Oh, December 7.
December
7.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's fine date. That's fine. Christmas time.
Yeah. Well.
Whoa, that's
I
it?
Guess we know what Christmas is going to be made of. No Metroid at all.
Man, no Metroid talk. That bums me out. All right. Well, what do we think? What do you guys think of Nintendo?
Well, I think the question is, what do you think of Super Smash Brothers? yeah, sure. Why not? I think half the Nintendo world just caught on fire. There are people going insane right now all over the world. And I think they are going to sell a metric ton of it. It makes for... a really solid year. They have a ton of things coming to the console, even though some of them have been available elsewhere. It doesn't really matter. It's the you know, it's what they needed. They didn't need to have another year where, like, they release a couple of incredibly original games. They needed a solid continuation of what was happening last year, and they're doing that. And Smash Brothers is enough to sustain them until next year, where they're going to show Metroid, and that's hopefully going to be a lot more original. Exactly what they needed to do. I think everyone's happy.
Yeah, I think I agree. I don't.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, John, thoughts?
You know, it seemed good. I would definitely want that Smash Brothers game. It seems... basically, like I said, it's what I want. I always like when a fighting game does the, hey, we put everything in it. And so if I get a Switch, that would be one I would definitely pick
up. Well, this is the question then. Did anything you see today drive you further toward getting a Switch? Because you've kind of held out till now. So what would... Did anything here do it? And if not, what would?
I mean, I've always wanted a Switch. It's just there hasn't been any moment where I have had the money and... been wanting to take the plunge right at that exact moment, and I don't think anything here sold me that I have to go get one right away, but it gave me confidence that this console is doing well enough and that Nintendo is, you know, backing it in such a way that it's not going to feel like the Wii U where it's, oh, here's the three games I got for the entire lifetime of the console.
Oh, did you get a Wii U?
I did, I regretted it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I have one too, so I... I know what you're feeling.
But... I didn't regret it as much as... Because there were some really great games on there. I just, you know, it just didn't sell enough for Nintendo to support it the way it needed to be. But if they would have announced...
I didn't regret it because it brought Super Mario 3D World into my life, which is a masterpiece. But,
you know. I know that Smash Brothers is huge, and I get it. I would have really liked an Animal Crossing announcement. I would have really liked... a Metroid Prime, some look at that, and then I would have loved to probably have, I'm trying to think what else I've been missing on this console.
Did they show anything that was from next year, or was this all this year titles?
Well, there was Fire Emblem. It was spring 2019.
Okay.
That was the other big one, but everything else seemed to be pretty close. Even Pokemon Let's Go is November this year. So yeah.
Diablo
Mario,
nice.
Super Mario Party is October 5th. Everything is this year except for Fire Emblem.
I could have gone for a Diablo announcement. I don't mean four. I mean like just a port of three. Diablo 3 on that device would be scrumptious. I would play the hell out of that, and I would totally buy it again. Because that's just awesome for a format. But I'm very much looking forward to this. Let's play it. When do we get it? What's the date? They said December. Okay.
December 7th.
So does that line up with when they're launching the online service? Because I think that was the goal, is to have them simultaneously.
Oh, that's September.
Okay, so that's earlier then. I thought it was a simultaneous launch, but that's fine.
It's probably a good thing because they have to work out the kinks, which inevitably there will be.
Especially for
maybe
them.
Not,
they're...
because the service has actually been available for a while, so... I think it's probably a good idea to not officially launch your service as you're launching the game, especially because people are going to have to start paying for the service, and I don't know, it would be a bit weird, I think, if they did it at the same time.
Yeah.
And people will buy into the service when the game actually launches. So.
Right. Well, I'm very excited to have someone take my Joy-Cons off my Switch and then ruin them with Smash Brothers because they button mash them to death. I'm really looking forward to that. It's gonna be a good time.
Me too.
That's all a wrap for our press conference coverage of E3 2018. What a good time. All I've heard of for the last few days is how everyone loves this, and I'm glad, because especially Patrick stays up crazy hours. Yesterday I didn't go to bed till like 3. I was up late doing that thing with Kanata, and it's just insane. Like, E3 kind of wipes out 4 or 5 days for us, but we love doing this, and we're glad that it's landing for people and that they enjoy it. So,
yeah, really happy that you guys and gals enjoy it too. Thanks for telling us that you enjoy it. I'm still not certain why you like to hear us talk over the press conferences, but you enjoy it, and we love doing it. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll keep doing it.
Yeah,
next year,
2019, the year we make contact.
but we will have the wrap-up. We're recording it very shortly after this, so it will be on your feed before the end of your day, hopefully. So, yeah, if you really want to have all the information and our serious thoughts about all of this, check out that episode.
Yeah, and that'll be on Pixels. That'll be on the Boop Show feed. It'll be in both places and likely some sort of other ways, but probably just those two ways. Actually, that's all the ways we'll get it.
all right.
That's it. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.